Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. Have you ever gone doctor shopping, seeking a medical professional who shares your priorities, beliefs, ethnicity, someone you're comfortable with, especially if you're overweight and you're sick and tired of having doctors get in your face and on your case about losing weight? I had a discussion about this and much, much more with Dr. Alyssa Dweck, MD, OBGYN, and the author of V is for Vagina. We started our discussion about firing patients. Pretty fascinating stuff. Tell me, Dr. Dweck, have you ever fired a patient? Is that the correct term?
Yes, that is a correct term. I sometimes have had to dismiss a patient, although thankfully this is a fairly rare event in my practice.
What are the reasons for dismissing a patient?
I think the biggest reason that I feel that I need to dismiss a patient is if somebody exhibits behaviors which put me or her at risk. So, for example, let's say I get back a report of an abnormal mammogram or an abnormal pap smear, and I advise a patient to come back for follow-up so this can be further looked into, or I advise patient to have a consultation with a surgeon or something along that line. And after repeated attempts of attempting to have someone try to do the right thing for their medical care, in my opinion, and they absolutely refuse or have a blatant disregard for my advice, I feel that I may need to dismiss them from my practice because they're not only putting themselves at risk, but they're putting me at risk. And I think that's probably the most common reason. But again, thankfully, it's a rare reason.
Well, compliance and issues and people not adhering to the program, as it were, or your advice is a very serious, I feel, breach of confidence in your abilities. And it kind of makes you wonder, I assume as an OBGYN, why they came to see you in the first place.
Right. It's really important to establish a real trust between patient and healthcare provider. And I feel if someone just continuously does not heed advice that I think is so reasonable, that there is already a mistrust going on, and maybe this isn't the best relationship. So perhaps this person might be better served by a different healthcare provider. Another reason that I have had to dismiss a patient, but again, it's rare, is a patient who's abusive to my staff. You know, continuously yelling on the phone, you know, abusive behavior while in the office. And this is just unacceptable. And certainly we'll always give someone a second or third or even a fourth chance, but you know, repetitive behavior on this end is just not going to be tolerated.
On the more positive side, let's talk about people who actively seek you out as a professional. Perhaps they acquired a copy of your book. Here comes the plug. V is for Vagina, your A to Z guide to periods, piercings, pleasures, and so much more by our guest, Dr. Alyssa Dweck, MD, OBGYN, obstetrician, gynecologist. I mentioned to you earlier that I've lost a lot of copies of your book. I think I'm on my fifth copy now. We put one in the waiting room at the studio. Well, that disappeared pretty quickly. And then, of course, my daughter grabbed one. Okay, now we're up to number three. Number three was acquired by a woman I interviewed today, a woman who weighs 300 pounds. She's 35 years old, and she's 5'6". We were doing a show on body image, hence the term of the name of the show, Body Language, and self-esteem. And the guest grabbed the book and said, oh, this looks pretty fascinating. And we chatted. And I said, by the way, you know, what has been your experience seeing a doctor? And she said, oh, I don't see doctors.
Right.
And I said, what?
Right.
She said, oh, yeah. You know, you walk in the door, it's the same old crap, right? Oh, gee, you should lose 100 pounds. Oh, you're morbidly obese. You're fat. You're overweight. She said, I'm sick and tired of doctors. I said, how long has it been? She said, oh, I don't know, about 10 years. And I said, well, you know, please take the book home with my best wishes. But frankly, I think it would be very helpful to see a doctor. I said, by the way, you know, why don't we talk about your family medical history? I mean, this is not necessarily my job, but it seemed appropriate. And she said, well, yeah, you know, there's been cancer in the family. My aunt died of breast cancer and my mom had a bout. And she went down this whole list and there's this pattern of breast cancer in the family.
Right.
What do you say to people who won't see a doctor because they feel the doctors are mean and make fun of them and, you know, and are abusive?
Right. I think that weight and women are a very touchy subject. In fact, I feel that so many patients will not come back to the doctor if you have counseled them on weight loss in the past because they really are so frightened to get on the scale and feel that they're going to be reprimanded. So there's certainly a gentle way of bringing up reasonable weight loss or weight control issues with patients and not make them feel self-conscious about it.
Backing up just a little bit in the process, I think it's very important for people to shop for a physician who shares their values and concerns. I mean, I just found a new dentist, and I interviewed three dentists before I found someone I felt was aligned with my goals and, frankly, budget. Do you advocate that approach, for example, to finding an OBGYN and bringing up weight issues in advance and expressing your concerns and anxieties?
Well, I absolutely advocate shopping around and finding a physician whose personality seems to jive with a patient's personality, because after all, there are lots of different styles and people like to be spoken to sometimes in a more teachable way and sometimes in a more of a comrade way and sometimes more like a friendly way. But I think any healthcare provider is going to, in their own way, bring up weight loss as a matter of a health concern, not as a matter of being judgmental or caustic to a patient. So, but sure, I think certain patients are going to click with certain doctors just based on personalities and practice styles.
Well, in your book, V is for Vagina, Dr. Dweck, you mentioned PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. Speaking
yes.
of weight issues, we've done a number of shows in this. And just as we've discussed that individuals with a low BMI have difficulty getting pregnant, women with a high BMI who are overweight, morbidly obese, have a great deal of difficulty getting pregnant. And I'm sure you see that in your practice all the time.
I do. And not only do they have a difficult time getting pregnant, but they have a difficult time during their pregnancy or during delivery. And this makes it a little bit more challenging for patient, for baby, and for physician alike. So weight loss and weight control really is universal in terms of a recommendation for patients.
This doesn't seem to be an issue in your practice. I've read your book, V is for Vagina. You exhibit great candidness, sensitivity, all with a terrific sense of humor. Yes, these are life and death issues, but, you know, very often a little appropriate humor
right.
helps the conversation move along.
Well, I also try to practice by example. So I'm very concerned with my own healthful diet and exercise plan, and hopefully that's reflected when somebody meets me. So I feel like there's a little more validity. If I recommend diet and exercise, it appears that I practice what I preach, and hopefully that lends to my credibility.
Doctor, how can people learn more about your work, perhaps a website? And this is an opportunity to mention the title of the book again, V is for Vagina.
Sure. I would love visits to my website. It's drdweck.com. The book is called V is for Vagina, and it's a really friendly, easy to understand, and chatty book about everything vagina.
Just as I've bought armfuls of this book because I keep losing them, but they're nice to have around the studio, I would imagine you've probably heard from fans, friends, who have bought lots of copies for people they love. Is that a fair guess on my part?
Sure. I'm very happy to report that I do, and I think the funnier stories are lots of women buy the book for themselves, set it on their night tables, only to find that their husbands or male partners have taken it from their nightstands and sneaking a peek so they can get an idea of what us women deal with every day.
It's funny you should mention that. My partner, who is a woman, noticed that I was reading the book. It's pretty hard to miss. And she said, "Don't you know all that stuff, don't you?" I said, "No, I don't."